Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
It is Royce Unchained, and Patrick, some very upsetting and sad news to start off with.
Horrible weekend. Bob Mochko, who's a really good guy, he's got some woog in him and I think a better tactician, but he's got the kind of the big personality, a lot of fun, and doesn't seem to have the paranoia level that his predecessor, the Don, had. And Wooger ended up having at the end, and one reason that's true is the expectations aren't nearly as high as they were when Woog and Lucia were coaching, at least in the early first 10 years of Lucia's coaching tenure, that if you didn't make the Frozen Four, you were a flop, right? And then if you got there and didn't win, you were a flop. So anyway, Bob's son died in a car crash, a 51-year-old man driving through the backwoods of Orono out there near the lake. Obviously going too fast, crashed and killed 20-year-old Matt Mochko, right?
Mac Mochko,
yep. Excuse me. I didn't know the kid. And the other kid has now been identified, 24-year-old Sam Schuneman. And I've heard this secondhand for two or three sources. He was dating Ella Mochko, who's Bob's daughter, Bob and his wife's daughter. Their only daughter, and they have Mac and another son. But man alive, he was up at Gull Lake, must be working in one of those hockey camps, or he's got a place up there from the old hockey camps or something. And yep. He and his wife were up there, and as so many hockey people are in the summer, it's a hockey, just hockey people all over up there in the summer, and had to get that to that 2 o'clock in the morning call. It's just awful. It's been a terrible run here for coaches, prominent coaches. Tom Kelly publicly lost his son, 43 years old, just suddenly, TK Jr. This during the pandemic, he was down playing golf in Scottsdale, and he was 43 out of nowhere. And Todd Hoffner lost his 13, the Mankato coach. Football coach, good guy, lost his 13-year-old daughter a couple of months ago, and that's the worst thing that can happen as a parent. And I don't, whether the kids are young or old or in between, you don't want to outlive them. And
no,
and this is shocking fashion. And when the details, I have not heard exactly what the car was, but it was not a cheap one, and someone. I've driven those back roads over out there in a Buick,
yeah,
and in the daytime, and have gone 40 miles an hour or 35 and thought I was pushing it, and they're saying that this was high speed after a party where the young guys were having a couple of beers with their hockey buddies, the way it sounded, and at somebody's house, and what I heard was that this guy was going to give them a ride home or to wherever, wherever they wanted to go, maybe because he thought they were over the limit or something. I don't know. Or maybe just they didn't have a car there. I don't know. But, wow, that's just a kick in the ass of all time right there.
Oh, it makes you sick to your stomach.
Yeah, it does. It does. God almighty. I thought we were past that. And, driving I'll tell you, now this is obviously a different situation, but we've talked about this. The level of lunatic driving since the pandemic started, and nobody thought they would ever get picked up because, and they were right, the cops had more stuff to worry about.
Right.
When I'm driving now, if someone cuts in front of me, like in a three lane or going into the tunnel or something, which is a big, big popular spot.
Yep.
I back off because I know there's someone following them. I know there's someone that they're having like a informal race down the freeway.
Yeah.
I just back up more because and give them all the room I can because some other jackass is going to come swerving over two lanes to chase this guy.
Yeah.
They're racing to Blaine or some damn thing. I don't know what they're doing, but there's more of this than I have ever seen in my life. And it seems like the closer you get to downtown Minneapolis, the more it happens. And they love that tunnel. We had the guy hit the side of the tunnel
blow up.
Two were dead, and I'm sure the other guy died. Boy, there was, as far as follow-up on that, on the local news media, that was silent. I don't know what the hell happened on that. To me, that was a, who was it? And, you know, what the hell were they doing? And get me some witnesses on that. We kind of shrugged it off, but that was unbelievable.
There was the poor dad on what 169 in Plymouth a month ago now?
Yeah, guy shoots him, and they haven't caught him yet, but I guess they have a better
description
of the car now, Chevy Suburban.
But they think he might have cut the guy like very small.
Yeah. Yeah, and who knows? You know, we might have exchanged middle fingers or something.
That's what we used to do.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do that anymore.
No,
I don't.
I'm with you.
I don't do that anymore. I don't think I've done it more than three times in my life. But
I don't have kids. But losing a kid has to be the worst thing that can happen to a person.
No doubt about it.
I can't think of anything else that would be that devastating.
You know, and generally speaking, If you lose a kid, unless you're my age or something, it's sudden. You know, how often do you, you normally don't lose a kid unless it's accidental or some damn thing. So, unbelievable, terrible, and I got to know him fairly well at St. Cloud because I went up there a few times and did some big and did some longer pieces on that and. He did wonders with that St. Cloud program. I mean, Craig Dahl was okay, but he turned it into a, you know, got him. He did enough to get those cheap SOBs up there to build to remodel the arena because it used to be like a mediocre high school arena. The sports center is locker rooms and stuff, and they got locker rooms and they got enough stuff up there where you can bring a recruit in and not be embarrassed, you know. So, he's just been around Bob's what, pushing 60, right? He's almost 60. I think he was 57 when he got hired, so he's probably 60.
Yeah.
But he's a handsome young guy, too, man. Obviously, mom won the gene pool in that contest, but it's just a bad deal.
Yeah.
Bad deal. And I don't know. I don't know how it's having never experienced it and really not. Haven't had it in the family much. I did have it a little bit in the family.
But like
I actually had a, you know, early in my life, there was a family member and the parents that I knew never really recovered. So we'll see. We'll see how they do here. I guess this would be a time when it would be good to have a little religion in your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all of us can fall back on that, but maybe in their case they can, but bad deal. Bad deal. Unbelievable. So, issue two, and that's certainly lesser, how much Olympics have you watched?
I announced today on Mackie and Judd, the only Olympics I've seen so far is when I was going home after the Twins game last night, Patrick, walking up my sidewalk. The neighbors had the blinds up, and there was gymnastics on.
Okay.
That's the first Olympics I've seen.
And
might be the last.
I'm not protesting. It's not like I
don't care.
It's not like I'm anti-Olympics. I covered six. And when you're there, you think the world is everybody is
so
focused on you. You think, boy, I better get this sentence just right because everybody's reading it. And last time, where the hell were they?
Which
ones?
Where
were we last summer? Time? Where were the last summer ones? I can't even remember.
Rio,
thank you.
Rio.
I was going to say
I watched,
London, but that was
I watched a little of Rio because I was hoping they'd give us some views of Copacabana Beach or something like that.
Yep.
I watched a little, but it's not like I'm anti-Olympics. I just, like yesterday, Katie and I went to a town team game, and then I came home and watched the golf for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And the idea of watching replays of... getting up at 2 a.m. to watch it live and to watch replays, I have no interest in. So, I mean, the 15 hours, right? 15-hour difference.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I paid almost no attention, Pat.
It's
There's other things I have to do with my life.
I'd like to see the Minnesota kid, the Suni Lee and Grace McCollum, get themselves a gold medal and all that stuff. But And Rachel for us does some great stuff, and I read it once in a while, some of the lead-up stuff, just to find out about these kids.
Yeah.
But just watching it, you know, there's no Michael Johnson on the track team that like you had in Atlanta that you have to watch because it's the fastest human being that's ever been on the planet, you know.
There is also so much going on right now that I care about.
Yes.
That I'm not going to watch something that I don't care about. And by the way, when we came back from the pandemic and we're like playing frisbee golf and that's all that was on, I might have watched it.
Yes.
So if the Olympics were played at a time when there was nothing else on, I'd probably watch.
Yeah, it's a little hard to watch the opening ceremonies pageantry when there's no, which I don't do anyway, but when there's no passengers, when there's no spectators there, for God's
sake. They're outside protesting, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Unreal. So,
they apparently
have some virus testing, though, that's absurd, you know, that just, if you get tested and it's positive, you're done. Even if you don't get the second chance, it's like they're so paranoid.
That the athletes?
Athletes, yeah.
Everybody involved who's covering it, too.
Yeah, I mean, they just pop you out of there, yeah. And then, you know, like Patrick Reed played out here, I'll give him credit, he's got to go home and spend 48 hours in quarantine before he can get on a plane, fly over there to play in a golf tournament, and he's going to get there the morning it starts and not get to see the golf course, not hit a shot at the golf course, you know?
I don't get that. We should not have
Olympic golf.
Correct.
It's stupid.
So, like, I can tell you flat out the Olympic sports that I think are important, like, I'm glad they exist, okay?
Yes.
Gymnastics.
Yes.
Swimming.
Track and field. Great track.
Like, this is their time. I totally get that one. Totally their time. If I care or I don't care, that's not the point.
No.
But golf, baseball.
Yeah. Softball.
Softball. We don't need them in
softball
the Olympics.
Softball isn't bad. Gives the women a little attention.
I'm just saying, if you have golf, makes no sense. Baseball makes no sense.
No, just there's all kinds of stuff.
And by the way, this X Games thing that they've started to
do.
Get rid of those, too.
Yes. Try to get the youth in there. Try to get some youth to watch it, so they had to put X Games crap in there.
Yeah, but crap is the operative word.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just have the sports that we should have and call the rest of it off. And why are you flying that far to go play golf when you have your own pro circuit?
Yes, and when if you win the Olympic medal, nobody gives a damn. I think Justin Rose won last time, but I can tell you who won the Masters or the...
Yeah. And
British
nobody cares.
Open or stuff, yeah. It's stupid. But now they all have to, all these right-wing jackasses that are golfers. I shouldn't say this. You know, they got to go over there and tell how patriotic they are and all this crap.
Is that what this is about?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I'm playing for my country. No, you aren't. We don't care.
And you know what? If you're going to insist on Olympic golf, have it in the United States. I don't care where the games are, and bring everyone over here because we'll care more if you're playing here.
Yeah, and then we can chant USA, USA.
No, I don't want you chanting USA. I just want you playing on our
courses. They got a Ryder Cup this year, too.
Yeah.
There's a Ryder Cup there. We don't need it.
Okay.
We'll be playing
this
for
is
our
so true.
We're playing for our country.
Yeah.
Over there, and now we're playing for our country over in Milwaukee or Whistling Straits.
But you're right. Nobody cares about international golf in the Olympics.
I always root for Europe in the Ryder Cup just because they're nicer guys traditionally and they aren't a bunch of idiots. Yes. You know, for the,
the other one that makes no sense, and I know it's an Olympic sport, but it makes no sense. Now, basketball.
Well, no, I think it's because it has tradition.
Right, right. Yeah. But can I explain to you why it makes no sense now? The United States sends this scrubbini team.
Whoever will say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Which, by the way, I agree with. I don't want LeBron in the Olympics. Like, I'd rather keep those guys fresh for their season.
But after this year, they should go back and say, okay, we're going to go back to sending a college team.
Okay.
Sending college all-stars.
That's fine.
Then we can be underdogs, right?
But I'm just saying this whole thing of, and like we act like it's surprising the U.S. isn't good.
Drew Holiday, nice player, should not be the best player on your Olympic team.
And if I'm the Bucks, I would have went to all my players and said, congratulations, great year, we're NBA champions, none of you are going to go play more basketball.
Well, I don't know about that.
So my guy Gerson did. Told Wancho.
Who cares? Go play 2 weeks. Why do these idiots not let Wancho play for Spain?
Because
why? What good is he?
He's paid by them.
He's your 11th man. Nobody gives a damn. Let him go play for Spain and have some fun instead of sitting on the bench for a team that wins 30 games.
Totally disagree.
Let him go, for God. You got Ricky over there, too. I don't know if Ricky's
got Ricky's another guy. He's 100 years old.
They might win the gold medal.
Good for them. Let them win it without Ricky. My players aren't playing in the Olympics. I'll tell you that. If I was the Wild, say the same thing. Except for Kirill, who I'd say you can do whatever you want, Kirill.
Yeah, well, they're going to. That's Olympic. So you want to get rid of Olympic hockey, too?
I don't want those guys going. No, I don't want you shutting your season down in February and going, and as good as the tournament is, why do I want guys getting hurt over there?
Because it's good. It's the best hockey you see. The best hockey I ever saw was in Salt Lake.
Well, I agree. It's good.
Instead of having the same two jackasses play 3-on-3 twice a week when it's, this is good. The Russian and the U.S. was good.
But you know what? I pay them to play for me.
Yeah, not letting Wancho go play.
I'm glad they did.
Where it's some
go, Gerson.
He has zero importance to your franchise. He has zero. This is not
a message. I don't want these guys playing.
This is not Cat going, someplace. this is not Cat playing. By the way, the U.S. team's so bad they could have used Cat, but
hell yeah,
he had some offense, But no, I disagree totally. It's just Rosas being a moron. They let him fly over there, and then they tell him, they say he's okay, he's ready to play. They gave him approval, and then they say, don't let him play, it still hurts.
Well, I wouldn't let him fly over there. Yeah, they shouldn't have allowed him to get on the plane. But he dislocated his shoulder. He ain't playing until training camp starts.
Dislocated his shoulder.
Well, whatever he did, he's not playing.
He had a little ding in his shoulder. He's perfectly fine.
As I told Mackie, it's not like I get done here and go to CCO and Moonlight. Pick who you're going to get paid by and you play for them.
That's an interesting theory. But so you don't believe we should have a World Cup either. And it's soccer.
Oh, I've talked to you about this. We've talked about this. I have major problems with soccer. I am so sick of the United's going to be without their best player for 3 weeks when they're in season.
He's playing for Costa Rica.
Yes. No.
In the Gold Cup.
Yes. No, I don't want that.
Yeah. But this is not during the season. Wancho playing in the Olympics.
I know, but I want you to take a break.
The impact of Wancho playing for Spain on this franchise is zero.
You know who agrees with me?
Zero.
You know who agrees with me? Doc Rock. Rest and recovery.
Yes. Yeah. I saw a game yesterday I was watching Cologne and Young America yesterday, and the catcher for Cologne, I believe, caught one on his hand. And we caught one on his hand, and the and he walked out and talked to the mound, and he talked to the pitcher and the ump, and Craig didn't even come out of the dugout to check out if he was. Doc would have got him out, man. Yep. Doc would have pulled him.
Oh, Doc would have spurted it out to the mound.
I don't know if they had another catcher, but Doc would have played without a catcher if he had to, damn it.
Oh, yeah. Doc would have caught himself if he had to.
Mm-hmm. I got to respond to an email I just had. I text here. This is very important.
That's the great thing about a podcast.
The cleaners are here today, so I had to tell
them. Oh, you got the house getting clean?
I had to tell them it's okay to go in the house. Yes. Backyard party tomorrow. 30 plus. Done without consultation with me.
This is a bad idea. This is a bad idea.
I should have.
Neighbors or where?
Just the neighborhood.
Oh.
Just the neighborhood.
Nothing worse than that.
Well, no, it'll be fine, but I think we should have
wait to give me a review afterwards.
I think we should have gotten a couple of satellites, for God's sakes. The numbers are getting higher than I thought.
Yeah,
I didn't know we liked each other that well.
No,
the
see,
whole neighborhood.
That's my problem.
Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, we disagree on Wancho. I want to see Wancho play.
I don't want Wancho.
Who is he? What's he do? He's like their backup power forward when they don't have a power forward. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I want him to fully recover. Plus, I don't want guys playing after they just played a season. There's no reason. Reason to play in
How
the Olympics.
How many minutes did he play? He probably
Wancho?
Average.
It depended
14.
On. You know what? According to Dave Benz, he's a hell of a player.
Well, yeah. And, he got fouled several times. He got fouled several times when it wasn't called, and he had several fouls called on him.
Smartest person in this town was, because she's gone now? Annie Sable. Her last day at Bally's Sports North was yesterday. They put her on the Twins pregame and the Wolves pre and post.
Where'd she go?
She moved home, I think, to Florida to be with her fiance, who's like some type of golf professional, right, mm-hmm. Declan? And she basically decided, but the reality is,
sick of losing.
She said, between having to talk nice about these teams that are terrible and losing, I'm out of here.
I think, a couple of weeks ago, the dream that the Twins could still catch the Tigers after the four-game sweep, the All-Star game, we were pretty optimistic. Third place. Now, baby, we're behind the Fighting Royals. We're solidly fifth in the worst division of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose 100 standing up.
Wow.
They're not going to have to slide to lose 100. Well, they won't have very good. If there's this many teams trying to get Berríos, now's the time to trade him, right?
Yep.
Not take a chance.
Absolutely,
If the offers are good, if you can get the Dodgers and the Mets and the Padres bidding against each other, then he's gone. Rogers is going to be gone. They're going to trade him here. This is the time to trade him, too. Right?
Yes.
To a contender.
Yes, most definitely.
Somebody wants to win the World Series. Those are the only two that really matter that you're going to get. You're not trading Buxton now. That's not happening because you'd trade him way below value.
Agree.
Way below value.
Agree.
You got to see if he'll. But I have a real fear that he doesn't, that he's not going to play. That he's like.
The rest of the season?
That he's going to come up with some other. I don't think he wants to play. I don't think he wants to risk. I think he knows he's not back here.
Mm-hmm.
He knows they stink. I mean, he'll come back and play, but he'll be running to first base and his right little toe won't feel as good as he should be.
Oh, Doc will get him out.
He'll take 4 weeks off, three, 4 weeks off. He's, I can't say that they screwed up the Buxton situation because he hasn't played. So it's not their fault. But they screwed up the Berríos situation 3 years ago when they gave Polanco and Kepler contracts and he wanted a contract and they lowballed him. instead of signing. By then, you had 3 years of a guy who, you know, basically 3 years of a guy who never missed starts, who worked hard, who was your best by then, or, you know, dang near your best. They, and now he has no loyalty to them, and they're going to have to trade him, and they're going to be left without a pitcher. They don't have a starting pitcher because Maeda's okay, but last year he was really great, but in a short season. But people say Berríos is not an ace. Well, you know, first of all, we put too high a standards on what makes an ace, right? When you're one of the 20 best starters in baseball, you're an ace.
He's their ace.
Yeah. Yeah. He's one of the 20 best starters in baseball. I'll put him in the top 20. That makes you an ace. And you'll see, you know, when he goes somewhere else, that he'll, you know, that he'll be better than he ever was here, I think. But they screwed that deal up because they don't have anything. There's nothing in the pipeline as good as him. And there's nothing here that's
well, that's a scary thing.
And there's nothing even remotely, you know, good. You know, there's nothing even remotely good as him on your team. So, but they can get ripped not for trading him. They can get, because they don't have any choice now, they can get ripped for screwing it up 2 years ago. This is Ricey for the Canopy Group. For the past 163 years and even more, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, outdoor adventures abound. It's great we can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, art, and adventure. With so many adventure options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who has only one company to deal with. You have no options. At the Canopy Group, we offer you more than 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 30 professionals to deal with. As your needs change, we have options that continue to provide you with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes, and we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3000 3389 and get the best insurance options available today.
Explain this to me going back.
Taking him to arbitration, too. What the hell?
Yeah, which, by the way, they almost never do with any players.
Give him an extra $100,000 or something.
But what? So here's what I don't get, though. As we're on the precipice of Berríos being traded probably by Friday and then Buxton likely being traded in the winter. How do you not decide 2 or 3 years ago? We might not be able to keep both of them, but we have to keep one of them.
Because I can't. You know, there was no urge to. Why would you run and trade him 2 years ago?
No. I'm saying one of those two guys should have been approached to eat up arbitration years.
Yeah.
And been given a multi-year, very substantial contract. Trade him.
Yes. Yeah.
But one of the two, they're both going to be gone. Likely, it looks.
Well,
like.
if they'd given a big contract to Buxton, we'd be laughing at him because he got hurt all the time. You know, played 38% of the time. Since 2018.
Right, but take your pick on one of them.
Yeah, well, just don't do what it takes to irritate them, to get them mad at you.
Well, you pissed them both off.
Yes, you did. So, who would come to you and give you anything near what you think Buxton's worth? It sounds like, I don't know, Phil's story, and I'm sure the other ones too, sounded the same, that basically they admitted that they have no chance to sign Buxton. Was it today? Today's
yep.
paper?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. The Athletic broke it yesterday.
That they have no chance to sign him.
No. Mm-hmm. No, and in both Berríos and Buxton's case now, why would you sign? You're that close to being able to walk.
Yeah, unless you
get paid by somebody.
When the story came out originally, Rosenthal, that they were going to offer him $70 million, I said,
yeah.
You know, why? So your idea is to insult him one last time before you get rid of him?
And then you went up to 80, which still ain't going to get that done.
I remember, I think it was on Berríos, saying that they went to arbitration with him because they had Daniel Adler was the new guy, and they wanted him to have the experience of going through an arbitration case.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't Berríos. It was one of their arbitration cases, one of the few they've had. They wanted the guy to practice.
So it was practice.
It was practice, yes.
Well, if you did that with Berríos, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
So Morosi today had the Yankees talking to the Twins about Kepler.
You don't have to beg me to get Kepler. You don't have to break the bank for him, you know. Yeah, their big problem is their hitting. Yeah.
And
which
left-handers.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
In that
yeah,
ballpark,
they don't have
which
any,
they could use.
Yeah, it would be great for Kepler.
Because he could
get
actually pop
flies.
Balls out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be great for him. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know, even though Larnach's not ready, I like him long-term. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other kid's terrific. So that, you know, they don't need, yeah, Kepler, if you can get something for him. You got to get their sixth best prospect and somebody else, right? Somebody who can play now, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If I could get your sixth best prospect and a guy that could play a little bit, mm-hmm. I'd do that in a second, I think.
They'll trade Andrelton for nothing, probably,
yep.
You know?
Pineda will get traded. I don't think they'll get a ton.
I don't think they'll get anything for Pineda. I don't think he'll be traded because really? I don't think okay. anybody wants him. You look at him now and you say, he'll give you 4 1/3, maybe.
Yeah. There was a report today that he was drawing interest, Pineda was. I haven't seen Simmons mentioned yet, but I got to think he'll get traded.
Well, who needs a shortstop is the thing. I mean, does somebody need
I think
a,
the Reds need one, but I don't know where they're at right now. That division is not good.
No.
That division maybe. Stinks.
Yeah, Simmons, it could be a case of
you know what I would
nobody
do?
Wanting him.
I told you this a month back or so. I would, if it meant freeing space to go back to Berríos or Buxton, I would give Donaldson away. Just to get the money back.
He
could help. He could help a team that
I'm sure that he's
needs a pop.
I'm sure that he's out there being available, but I don't know who wants him. Atlanta supposedly was somebody was mentioning them as a possibility of him going back there, but they're so bad they probably, you know, they're just a complete flop this season. They're only a few games under 500 and they're not that far out, but they just never get anything going.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any market for him. But, yeah, you can have him, too. No doubt about it. And Miguel, but nobody will take him. So it'll be interesting, though. I think Simmons will stay just because I don't think there's any market. But it'll be interesting what that lineup looks like about a week from today.
Oh, God.
A week from today, it'll be interesting.
Yes.
Although the other night when I was talking to you guys – you looked at that lineup, and the other night, and there was one guy hitting 260, and one guy hitting 250, and everybody else like 240 or under four between.
Yep.
Between 160 and 240.
Yep.
What happened? What happened in 2 years? What happened?
It's a mystery.
It's amazing how rotten they've gotten. I think this is a. Boy, it's hard to say, though. I think this is a bigger shock than 2011.
Oh, yeah. No, it is.
Because they're not going to win as many games.
Yeah. No, it's a bigger shock.
Was 60, that team finished 19-50.
Yep.
This team, after they get rid of everybody, they could finish. Well, they don't have that many games left, but you trade everybody, they're going to have 55 games left. They could go 15-40.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get rid of everybody, once you don't have Taylor Rogers in the bullpen,
and Berríos ain't starting for you.
Any other reliever that people want?
They'll shop Robles, and you might be able to get a little something for him, but you're not going to get much. I think they're going to try and contend. The Colomé, actually, since the terrible start, has been acceptable.
Well,
but you'll still get a bag of balls for him.
We all must see TV from St. Louis. Friday night, after the giveaway is complete,
yep.
What we're hearing on BSN.
Oh, God, it'll be great.
What the spin on BSN. This doesn't mean we're giving up on 2000.
Well, oh, you know what? The first thing
22.
Is, the first spin is going to be, this provides an opportunity for guys who wouldn't have played to really make their mark to make the roster
Nick
next
Gordon,
season.
Yes, Nick Gordon.
We'll hear that a lot.
We get to see a lot of Nick Gordon. They're going to. So if Simmons leaves, does that mean Nick plays shortstop?
No, Polanco goes back. I bet Polanco goes
he
back
does
to
not.
Short.
I don't want to move him.
And
back
Gordon
to
plays second.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to make.
I don't
Polanco.
Think. Pat, I don't think Gordon's capable of playing shortstop.
No, I don't either. But I don't think JT Riddle might play shortstop. Because
is he back in the good graces yet?
I think so. I think so. Well, he's playing in St. Paul. I don't know. Drew Maggie might play shortstop or whatever, you know, or, you know. So they might get somebody in one of their deals to play shortstop.
As far as I'm concerned, this is the second biggest flop I've ever seen to the 2010 Vikings.
Yeah.
The 2010 Vikings are the biggest flop that I've seen.
Yeah. Well, as I told you guys the other day.
This is true.
I told you guys the other day, I said, I actually wanted to put in the paper 84 and 78, right? And then I thought, oh, they'll just think I'm doing that to agitate them. So I put 87 and 75 against my better judgment. I didn't think they, I thought a little, a couple of games less than that. And I got abused. In for being such a contrarian and, you know, 87 and 75. So I think you sent me a message on this, or somebody did the other day. So what? How hard a look do we have to take at the brain trust here?
We are not too far from back-to-school time. Always an exciting and busy time of the year, finding classes, figuring out schedules, and parents helping college-bound children with everything from expenses to housing to transportation. Here's a suggestion to make campus life a lot easier for the younger scholar in your life. A Bintelli scooter from EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Bintelli scooters are the fun, economical way to get around campus and town. They can be parked like a bicycle, so no need to worry about finding parking spaces or paying pricey parking fees. Bintelli scooters were created to offer the highest quality at the most affordable prices. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year with EcoFund's back-to-school sale on Bintelli scooters starting at just $10.99. Looking for greener transportation solutions? EcoFund also carries a full line of lightweight, dependable electric Bintelli bicycles. EcoFund, specializing in economical, fun transportation at prices for everyone's budget. Check out the back-to-school sale now at EcoFund Motorsports Forest Lake. Online at EcoFundMotorsports.com.
We have no idea anymore.
No.
I'm skeptical.
Yes. Yes, I am too.
Well, you know what? I told Phil this today, too.
Let's stop spending money for Wes. Let's stop spending money for...
I think Wes might be the scapegoat.
Well, you know...
Someone's going to be the scapegoat for this. You can't just let everyone come back.
Jim Polad, next time they come to you, Mr. Polad, with a new high-tech analytical device, throw their ass out of the office. Until you see some results.
Examining
this pitching staff, everybody says they've invested in more crap for this pitching staff, and this is what you got.
Examining the human skeleton obviously is not paying
or
dividends.
Or the force with which you land on the mound. If you can improve them by getting them to, you know what we found out is, like everybody else, they had to be using glue. So, anyway.
No, I think you're right. And this also goes back to me, Pat, now. At the time, we gave him a pass. But, you know, the Sam Dyson trade. You took on a guy that, unbeknownst to you, was hurt, and he was a jackass. And at the time, I said, well, that's bad luck, too bad. But when you start to put that together, Homer Bailey now last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got the shoe this year and Jay Happ. And Padue in Detroit, and Lamont Wade, who hit two home runs in San Francisco yesterday. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things you can look at.
Jay Happ, by the way, if he stays healthy, is going to make 32 starts for this team. There's nothing he can do to get knocked out of the rotation. Once everybody leaves, you'll be saying, well, you know, they might win tonight. They got Jay Happ pitching. He'll only give up five, you know. So, it's going to be terrible. Nobody's going to the games either. I mean, 23,000.
For Ohtani.
This weekend.
Yeah, for Ohtani, too. That's why they booed. When they intentionally walked him, they booed him. Mm-hmm. They booed the Twins, and the Twins deserved it.
But all weekend, it was 21, 22, 23. I looked it up on Thursday night, I think, and it was when they had 21 was the third smallest crowd in baseball behind Baltimore and Miami. And, you know, the Brewers, now they're good, and they're in first place, and they're playing the Mighty Whiteys. But they were 40 all weekend, mm-hmm. and you're announcing 21, 22, 23 in the height mm-hmm. of people going to make their one appearance of the year. This is when they now maybe less people are driving in from Henning, Minnesota, because they're afraid the city's on fire or some damn thing. But I don't know if how much that has hurt them. But do they realize that when they have a sell-off and there's in this market, as competitive as it is, and trying to get season tickets back, which they're not going to get,
yep,
that they're going to draw 1.6 next year?
Yeah.
If they're lucky?
Yeah.
They're going to be...
They have to.
You know, do they realize how much trouble they're in? The sport's in trouble nationally, and they got a ballpark that, let's face it, this summer, even though it's been hot, this summer will never be duplicated for weather.
It's Roysonian.
Yeah, it'll never be.
Another great drought.
No, but every game is played, right?
Yeah, I know.
Except the ones you don't want to play when it's not
when
raining.
You decide to come.
Yeah. How stupid does that look in retrospect? Boy. We got to take today off, else it might ruin our pennant chances or something. What the hell was that? I still can't believe that.
I think you were exactly right. I think it was Rocco.
Yeah.
I think Rocco is delusional at times.
Well, who is the scapegoat?
Well, I think they're going to blame Wes Johnson.
I think they might blame the hitting coach.
Well, I think they might blame them both and fire mm-hmm. them both. I said I thought that the hitting coach would get fired in June or this month.
Well, and now the hitting coach has been taken off. We'll have been taken off the hook by the time they get done dumping people. But, and, you know, I did love Rocco's quotes about, well, this gives Miguel, trading Nelly gives Miguel,
leader.
Gives Malella, Miguel.
He's got a leader.
Jeez. Yeah. The leader we wouldn't play for 3 weeks unless we had to.
Yes. Yeah. And who went, when he struck out, I think, for the last time on Sunday, mm-hmm. threw his bat down as hard as possible and spiked his helmet, and it didn't matter, as if it was surprising that he had struck out when he strikes out all the time.
Mm-hmm. The real twin cynics in the public, you know, the people still mad that they helped him build the stadium, that the county gave him the money for the stadium.
Yep.
And they're always talking about how the Twins are treated with kid gloves by the local media. Have we bashed them enough for you the last month? Have we bashed them enough for you, baby? You know, there's a few holdouts who still try to spin it that this is going somewhere. But I think they've been bashed properly in the last longer than a month, you know, virtually all season.
Yeah, because they're a huge
not
bust.
Not only here, but... All over. Well, they've been ignored other places, but they've been bashed properly. I don't want to hear anymore how we don't bash them enough, because you know, just because BSN is still trying to BS you doesn't
yes.
mean the rest of us are. So,
coming up next, despite the 15th straight loss, the Twins got a great job by the Twins bat boy today.
By the way,
we'll break down what little Jimmy did to pick up the bats.
By
next.
The way, they proved.
Yeah.
My theory that this team does whatever it takes to lose. If that's pitch poorly, they'll do that. If today's a day you have to pitch poorly to lose, they'll do that. If today's a day you have to hit poorly to lose, you'll do that.
Yep.
And then when it's really important, when both of those are okay, then you make your error. And then you don't make the plays in the field.
Like the play Saturday.
So they can do all, yeah, the play Saturday where they, Barrios still hasn't given up a run.
Oh.
They just, what the hell were they doing?
Sano just watched the ball sail by him from Polanco.
Yeah. Yeah. It was unbelievable. So they'll do whatever it takes. But this weekend, it was good. Feeble hitting.
Yes.
They had two hits. on Saturday. Yesterday, they had back-to-back home runs, and for the next 27 outs, two more hits.
Yes.
They had these two little home runs that popped up in the middle of nowhere. Beyond that, 54 outs, four hits.
Mm-hmm.
Man alive. It's brutal. It's brutal. I had a good time at the golf, though, even though it was so damn hot you couldn't stand it. But Saturday was amazing. You know, when they moved that golf course.
I read your column. Yeah.
I read it. We thought, oh, my God, they're going to shoot 100 below.
Yep.
You know, they're going to shoot 100 under. And Saturday, that hole, the 18th hole with the wind blowing, because they increased the size of the pond, and they put a tee back box on top of a hill up there to make it a lot harder shot.
Uh-huh.
And so they made the carry a lot longer over the pond. When the seniors were there, it was like 190, and now it's 240, 230, something like that. And more balls went in that pond this week in this tournament than any other body of water on the PGA Tour this year. And Saturday, I think it was 28, and including my guy Ricky,
Pat. I was very disappointed by that.
Ricky?
Yeah, love Ricky.
Well, I went to watch Ricky's Friday.
Okay.
Near death experience. It was so hot. It was incredible. And then when I got there, there's 2,500 people in that little hole down under the first tee there.
Okay.
And you know, it's right next to the driving range, and everybody's crowded in there, and all these, you know, good-looking 35-year-old women with their boyfriend that don't know a thing about golf but want to see Ricky.
Yeah.
And they're saying, is that Ricky?
Yeah.
No, that's Sergio Garcia. That's not Ricky. So I walked with that mob for three holes and was near death. It was so damn hot.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
In fact, I hitched a ride with a cart guy for about a half of one of those holes. So, then he goes out and shoots 73.
Yeah.
He makes a birdie on number one. Yay, Ricky, 8 under. He's in a lead. Last birdie he made. He never made another one.
What was it, 8 on 18 or 17?
8. He made 8 on 18. 18.
Eight. I also had an 8 on 14 this year.
Yeah, but we expect that from you.
Yes. Yeah, he made an 8. There's a bunch of 8s yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, on Saturday on that hole, because the wind was blowing at him. And they didn't know when. They didn't have the guts to go around, you know, take the coward's way around. So they tried to go over it, and the wind was in their face. And it's not very often that you see them hit. They can't get their shots. But, the shots that they can't get there, mm-hmm. that's usually they're judging distance, not whether they can have enough carry or not. But they were landing them out in the middle of the lake. It was pretty amazing. It was – the golf course is it's a little funky, a little tricked up, but – the fact that it was hot and dry helped them, too, because it made it fast. And
right.
And it gave them some wind, too. Much more wind than we usually have at this time of year, too, both Saturday and Sunday. So it held up well. And actually, I've watched the last hour or so on CBS, and they were having the time of their lives on the broadcast. They loved it because they didn't know if a guy was going to make four
actually
or
was
eight.
Tough.
Yeah, make four or eight. Hmm. You know, let's say golf is the only sport where you root for the players to both do good and bad, you know?
Yeah, it's fun.
Because bad is interesting.
Yep.
Bad
makes you feel good.
In a lot of ways, bad is more interesting than good. And there was enough bad this weekend to make it good. So they didn't have a great field, but they got a great winner. I shouldn't say this because this could be taken the wrong way.
Okay.
But Cameron Champ is biracial, and, you know, he's one of the four African-Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But I had this thought. Golf is such a white guy-dominated sport that even the black guys aren't black. You know, Cameron is Cameron's mom obviously won the gene pool, right?
Right.
Because he's You know, he's very proud of his African-American heritage, and he talks about it a lot. But if you're a Minnesota Scandinavian, you're saying, he looks like my cousin, you know? What the hell's going on here? So anyway, but hey, it was he made that last. Hey, were you watching Declan? He made that last hole interesting, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
What the hell was he doing?
Yeah, I have no idea.
He tries to hit a drive when all he needs is he needed a double bogey to, or he needed a bogey to win.
Bogey right? to win.
Bogey to win. Yep. Six, and he comes up, hits a drive, but he's obviously afraid that it'll run into the water, because I think it did for him on Thursday, right? So he hits it way left. He ends up over in these trees and in this big, thick grass, and then he has to hit two layup shots. And you think, you know, God. And then all of a sudden he gets up there and hits his fourth shot from off on the side and hits it right up there stiff, and then wins the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But he made it an adventure that it should not have been. So that's, you know, when he asked for the driver, his caddy should have, on the 18th hole, his caddy should have refused to give it. Nope, can't have it.
Good crowds, too?
Nah, it was hard to tell. If you were watching Ricky, yes, but then a lot of, it wasn't a crowd that followed golfers much because it was too damn hot.
Okay.
You know, and there's no trees on that place, you know. I mean, there's some trees, but
right.
not enough to. There's probably 12 holes when there's no shade, you know, where it's just you're out in the middle of the open and it just beating on you. I can't imagine how many people they might have had to haul off to the
Friday
recovery
the humidity
tent.
Was incredible.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
Saturday and Sunday, it was hot, but at least not as humid.
I'll tell you how hot it was. When I went Saturday, I wore shorts in public.
Did you? Good
yes.
for you.
And
bravo.
I don't even drew those.
You never wear
I
shorts.
I don't even wear shorts in private. And I, after being out there Friday in jeans and looking around and realizing that there were 15,000 males out there, and I was the only one wearing jeans,
yes.
I wore shorts on
Good
Saturday.
Good for you.
Yes, it was.
I'm proud of
and
you.
And you know what? They are cooler.
Hell
they
yeah.
They give you a little breeze up there.
They, do,
you,
they
yeah.
give you a lot of breeze.
Yes, that's right. Get your,
you don't
get
sweat
you
as profusely.
So I recommend, if it's humid as hell
yep.
and damn near 100,
you come to the conclusion,
wear
shorts.
Shorts. That's not a bad
a
idea.
A new Royce rule.
That's right.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake is hosting the 2021 Land O'Lakes Legends Classic August 6th and 7th. See some of the greatest names in the history of women's golf as they compete in the inaugural Land O'Lakes Legends Classic presented by the Meadows at Mystic Lake. The Legends of the LPGA Tour is known for its fan-friendly environment with lots of opportunities for autographs, limited roping, and photo ops after the rounds. To learn more about the August 6th and 7th event, stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by the Shakopee Minwakanton Sioux community.
What else we got going? Anything? Are we good here? What's
Vikings
going?
Training camp
oh,
starts
Vikings
Wednesday.
Vikings training camp. They're going to be good, man. Makes no difference if A-Rod shows up or not. They're going to win the division unless there's injuries. You know,
yeah, of course.
You always got to give them the asterisk.
You coming out?
I really like this team. What do we do? I'm going to write a Thursday column.
All right, you got to apply.
But what? I got to
apply for your credentials. Show them that you have the shot.
I got all that done.
The NFL will be very upset if you don't.
I got all that done.
All right.
They have my vaccination history and that whole thing. Snoopy bastards.
Yep.
But what happens when we get out there? Do we stand in front of people and talk to them or not?
You have to actually apply for and be tested to talk to people. If you don't want to talk to people, you can just watch from the hill and watch the practice. There's levels.
Tested. Where am I going to get tested?
There's a trailer out there. They test you.
And how long does that take?
I don't know.
Is it
I've
a
never
spittle
done it.
One?
I don't know. I've never done it.
I'm,
but
not,
I got
a good,
the...
I'm not a good spitter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Us old guys, it takes us, when I did the spit one.
But you can't talk to people unless you're tested. So your vaccination card does you no good for that part. You need
so
it.
So you got to get out there early and go over there and
yes.
say,
yes.
So are they going to, I don't know what other kinds, oh, I bet they do the nose thing.
I don't know what they do yet.
I don't like the nose.
I'll find out on a day that I care enough to talk to somebody.
They jam it out, jam it up your eye.
Yeah, I've never had that done, but it doesn't sound
Are they
very...
going to have Zooms then or what?
No, it's all going to be in person. So you have to be tested and approved to actually go to the press conferences. But the press conferences are in the morning most days.
Is there a worse union in the history of sports?
No.
They are now allowing...
Why do they pay?
They are now allowing them to order them to get vaccinated or be treated...
Like pariahs.
Like slaves.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to... Yes. I have no idea why they pay dues.
I think anti-vaxxers are idiots, but I say, go for it, Rick Dennison. If you don't want a vaccine... Tell them to go bleep themselves. Well, I'm going home.
Yeah, that's what his choice is.
Yeah.
They told the coaches you have to be vaccinated or you can't be around anything. So you're basically fired.
Yes.
Players have a little bit. Players cannot get vaxxed. But like you said, the league has come up with so many rules, including massive fines if you're caught without your mask on, that it's not going to be worth it.
I look at Rick and I say, he voted for Trump.
You know what's weird about Rick? Chad Graff did a big story on Rick when he got the job. He's got like a science background.
Really?
Yes.
So he thinks that he's...
He must think the shot's going to...
convinced that it's going to change his body chemistry or something.
Yep.
Okay.
So far, I'm okay.
Well, all right, Rick. I don't know. I hope it cools. I think it's 97 Wednesday. I'm worried about...
They'll be in shorts and doing almost nothing.
I'm worried about our three offensive little guys. I'm worried about Michael Pierce.
Oh, yeah,
and the guy that's even bigger than Michael Pierce. What's the other guy?
Dalvin Tomlinson.
Yeah, we just got a guy bigger than him, right?
He's a big guy, too. Yeah,
let's let those guys stay in the air.
This is 20 years from Stringer.
That's right.
This is the 20th year since Corey died.
The only day
and man,
that
has that league changed.
Oh, yeah. The only day that I ever felt great compassion for Denny. Denny was destroyed.
God, that was brutal.
Yeah, it was brutal. That morning press conference.
Ooh.
I remember talking to Seifert. I stopped in Mankato and said, I'd heard on Paul Allen, it was doing it live down there, and I'd heard, and I said, those guys were all down writing, you know, because it was near practice. And I said, Paul Allen just said that they took Corey Stringer into this room there. And then a half hour later, he found out he went to the hospital. And then I wrote something, I don't know, not on that, and wrote back. And I remember telling Kevin, well, if you hear anything, call me. And the phone rang at 4 a.m. at our place. And I told Katie, I said, Corey Stringer died. When Kevin called me at 4 in the morning, unbelievable. Went to that funeral, man. 2-hour funeral in a day that it was as damn hot as it was in Mankato the day he died. So, unreal. Yeah, 20 years later. Wow, that's going to be quite a reminder. All right.
All right.
All right. All right. Vikings good. Twins bad. Olympics. I wish I cared. What else we got? That's it.
Well, go watch them.
Loon's hot.
Yeah, Loon's weird.
Suan goes to Beijing, gives us an update on the Lynx, man. That man loves his Lynx, doesn't he? Loves his Lynx. Gotta love those Lynx. And so they're good, too. So what the hell?
All right.
Twins own rottenness in this town right now.
Amen.
All right. Goodbye. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.